Back to the Mishnah on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Mishahayu Peroso Be'ir Acheres. Person had fruit in another city. Ba'orvu B'nei Oso Ha'ir Lahavi Etzlomi Peroso. And the people in that city made an Eruv to be able to come to where he is, but he doesn't have an Eruv to get to his Peros. So Le'aviolo. So they're not allowed to bring the Peros to him because the Peros have his Tchum and the Peros can't come to him since it's out of the Tchum of the Peros. Im Arav Hu, Peros of Kamo. He made an Eruv, his Peros go after him, and anybody who has an Eruv to come there can bring his Peros to him also. Misha Zimin Eslo Orchim. Somebody invited guests. Lo Yolichu Biyoda Monos. And these guests don't have the same Erev as the Balabais, so the Manos of the Balabais have his Erev, and therefore they can't take them back to where their Erev is, which is not the Balabais' Erev, unless he was Mazaka, the Manos, before Yontif, and then it was theirs when Yontif came in, then it follows their Erev. Rashi. Lo yavyumi perosov hoil vahulo orav lashom. He doesn't have an eruv to them. Da'akol karagle abayu, and the fruit goes after the owner. Vim orav hulo lechas lashom. If he does have an eruv to get to where his peris are, perosov kamo mutalavim. Then the peris are like him, and the peris can come back to him with somebody who's able to go to where he is. Misha zimin etzlo orchim meir acheres. Somebody invited guests from a different city. The Yavo Etzal Deiruv, and they come with an Eruv. So Lo Yalichu, they can't take the Peros that were his back with them to their Eruv, because it's not the same Eruv as the Balabais. Lo Yalichu Lachar Suda Monos Biyodim, Leveisom, Suda Salayla. Elim Kein Zoch Elohem Ayidei Acher, unless he is Mazaka to them through somebody else. You can't be Mazaka with yourself. You have to give it to somebody else, and they pick it up for that person, and then it belonged to that person, Erev Yontif. Monosem Erev Yontif, Shemosrum Balabayez Zel Odomacher, B'Meshicha, V'Omerlo Zechei B'Monos Halol L'Ploni Ploni. He gave it to the other person, he was Kone it B'Meshicha for the sake of those guests. D'Zochen L'Lodim Shalabachon, you could be Mazaka something to someone, even if he doesn't know about it, because the schus you can create for somebody else, even without his knowledge. V'Hoyu Shalohem B'Odyom Le'Lichtaraglem, and therefore those Monos belong to them, before Yontif came in, and now they can take it wherever their Eruv can take them. Itmar, Hamafkit Peres Itzuchaveiro. Person gives Peres to somebody to watch for him, as a Pikot. So they belong to Ruvain, but Shimon's watching them. So Rav Omar, Karagle Mishif Kidulo. So Rav says the Eruv is according to Shimon who's watching them. And Shmuel holds it goes according to who owns them, which is the Mafkid, which is Ruvain. So let's say Rav and Shmuel hold like they hold in a different place. Isnan in Hichnis Bershus Balachot Sir Chayiv. Rabbi Omer La'olam Eino Chayiv at Shikavala Balabayis Lishma. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Mishnah says in Bava Kama, that if somebody brought Peros into somebody else's Rishus without Rishus, right? So he doesn't have permission. And the Balabais is sure ate the Peros, so the halacha is that he's potter, because the Balabais can say, what did you bring your Peros into my Rishus? You have no business being here. And if the shore was damaged by them, then he's chayef to pay for the shore, right? The shore ate them or whatever. For simplicity, right? If the shore gets damaged by these peris somehow, then what's it called? The person who owns the peris is chai if he had no business being there. So, but if he brought the peris in birshus, then the balachotzer is chayiv. He's chayiv even for the damages that are caused to the peris. In other words, somebody else's shore comes in and eats those peris, then when the balabayis said, you can put your peris in my rishus, he meant that, what's it called, you put them here and I'll watch them. He accepted to watch them. They're like a pikotin by him now. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And Rabbi Omer, says, Rebbe says, no, la'olameinu chayvet shekavala balabayis lishmar. He has to say specifically, put them down and I'll watch them. But if he doesn't, we don't assume he accepted to watch them. And if something happens to them, he's not chayv. V'omer Rafun omer Rav, halachim k'divrei chachomim. Rafun said the name of Rav, the halachas like the chachomim. That even if you didn't say specifically to watch it, it's as if you said that. Ushmuel omer, that if he didn't say specifically that he's going to watch it, it's as if he said it. Ushmuel omer halacha k'rebi, that he has to say it specifically. If he didn't say it specifically, it doesn't help. So lema Rav, the omer k'rabban, and Ushmuel omer k'rebi. Let's say they go according to their shita, that what's it called, Rav holds like the Rabban, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe, to Rashi. In Hichnis Birshus, Shoro, the Kederosa, Vuperosa, the Chatzar Chaveru, if a person brought his shor, or his pots, or his fruit, into somebody else's Chatzar, Bal Chatzar Chayib Nezikin, the Bal Chatzar accepts by saying that he can bring it in to watch them, and if something happens to them, he's chayiv to pay. The reish of the hachmas nisim bavakama. The chiyomer lay ul the interkomer lay. The chachamim hol, when he said, bring them in, he meant bring them in and I'll be responsible for them. And Rebbe holds no, unless he said that beferish, when he said bring them in, he means bring them in, you'll be responsible. You have permission to come. I'm not accepting any responsibility for them. Lay mahach pluks of the hocha ki hach ozla. The machlokas over here, Rav and Shmuel, depends on that machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Why? Nishum, the Omar Rav, halacha k'rabbanan, the kami brishu say, le'in shmira hu adin l'tchumim. When somebody brings something to somebody else's rishus, so he, what's it called, automatically accepts shmira. Same thing over here. The person who is watching the thing, it's his, l'gabi the air, since it's his l'gabi shmira, it's his legabi the tchum also, and Shmuel holds no. The halacha is like Rebbe that since he didn't say specifically that he's going to watch it, it's not considered his legabi. What's it called? Legabi tchumin. So Mara says no. It's no connection. Omer lechorav, ano adam reafilu Rebbe. No, I could even hold like Rebbe. I taka hold like the halacha is like the Rabbanan in the case of Bava Kama. That if somebody says, bring your things in, he means, I'll watch it. But I could even hold like Rebbe that it doesn't mean like that. Ad kan lo koma Rebbe hosam ele b'bistam lo kibel ele terusa. If he didn't say specifically, I'm going to watch it, he just said, you can bring them in, he meant, bring them in, and you're responsible. Aval ha'cho kibel ele terusa. Here the guy is mekabel shmira. He's a shomer. So here he specifically says he's going to watch it. That's good enough to make it his tum. Shmuel Amr, another Amr Afilu Rabbanan. Shmuel, so I could even hold like the Rabbanan over there, right? Ad kan lo kamei Rabbanan hasam ele denichel ele inish denekim turei b'shu say the Baal Chatzar. Di mazik leilo mechayiv, right? Over there, when the guy says to me, bring your shore in, right? I'm very happy if he's going to accept responsibility to watch it, right? I'm happy with that. I don't care if he, what's it called, to accept responsibility or not. But over here, when I give you my payers to watch, I'm not happy that they should have your tchum if I have a tchum that's different than the payers. That's different your tchum. So who says that I'm happy to, what's it called, to have you watch it and that it should now take your tchum too? So maybe I'm not nichel with that. Rashi. Omer l'chorav, b'hach anod da'amri afilu l'rebi. I could even hold like Rebbe over there and I'd still say what I say over here. The ilu Rebbe lo polig ela bedlo porish. Rebbe only argues where he didn't say beferish that you're going to watch it. Ela ul stami. He said, bring it in. So bring it in means bring it in and you'll be responsible. Right? Omer le v'sover Rebbe ul v'tinter es at ko omer le. You watch it. Avo mafkid peros the hachala b'stam askin ela b'dekibel in tirusa. Here we're not talking where stam, he let him put it in his house. He's talking where he's watching it. If he's watching it, right, then he gets the, what's it, it's like it's his for a tchumen. Ushmuel Omer, anoda amrei b'hafil rabbanan. Shmuel could say, I could even hold over there like the rabbanan, and still I'd hold what I hold over here. Ad kan lo kamer rabbanan hosam dekami brushus bal chotzer elin shmira. When did the rabbanan say that a shomer, or what's it called, that somebody who lets you put something in his rishus, accept shmira, right, that's where I'm happy that he's accepting the shmira. The kivin de svira lehu de mistama ul ve interloch kamer. Since the rabbanon hold, when I say bring it in, I mean bring it in and I'll watch it. I'm happy with what you said. Kosh came to balashor meinich nichol. The balashor is happy that the guy's accepting responsibility to watch his shore. The moki shor of reshu sol de balchotzu leshomro. The imazik high shore le balchotzu lo mechayvale. Because then if the shore will damage the balachotzer, I won't be chayiv, because you accepted responsibility. The balachotzer accepted responsibility on the shore. But over here, I'm not happy that you're telling me, I'll watch it and it'll be in my rishus. That takes it out of my rishus for tchumim. I'd rather it be in my rishus for tchumim. Okay. Tznan. Vim orav hu peirosav kamohu. The Mishnah says that if he made an eruv, then his peiros to that city where the peiros are, then people who can come to his city can bring his peiros with them because his peiros have the same tchum as him. Mar says the iomers karagli mishif gido etzlo ki orav hu mayhavi lechoris mashma that the peiros are in somebody else's house is watching them. Right, the peiros aren't just there by themselves. Right, as I have my peiros in some other city in somebody else's house is watching it. So even if I made an Erev, Lechor, if you hold that the Peiros go after the Shomer, then over here they should have the Tchum of the Shomer. So why should, if my making an Erev make a difference, right, according to Rav, right? Omer Rav Huna, Omer Amrei, Bei Rav, so the Rav Huna said that in the yeshiva of Rav, they answered this question. K'yon sheyichad lo keren zovis. It's talking where the person wasn't stop watching it. He gave him a spot to keep his thing. In other words, I'm not a shomer on your thing. I gave you a place, if you like a warehouse, or I gave you a place, and your thing is in that place, and therefore, it's still shaykh to you. When do we say that a shomer gets the tchum? When the shomer is watching it in his rishus. But if I gave you rishus in my rishus, that's yours now, then it's totally your thing. It's like you rented out a warehouse and you have your stuff in your warehouse. Rashi. The tnan, vim ir erav, hu peirosu kamo, alma karagli amavkininu. Goes according to the mafkin, not the shomer, because obviously these peiros are by somebody else, and we say that they don't have their tchum, they have your tchum. Sheyichad lo keren zavis, the oshle besa. He was mashal him, he loaned him a place in his house. Hilkach b'rishus ha-mafkin, and therefore they remain in the rishus of the mafkin. They're not in the rishus of the shomer. They're in the rishus of the mafkin, because he lent him a place to keep his things. Aval hacha de mishka mashkan shomer, the kibbul of shmiras and karagla. But over here, they're in the rishus of the shomer. He didn't give the mafkid a place. He's keeping him in his place. That's when Rav holds that it goes after the rishus of the shomer. Toshma, mishazimen etzlo orchim lo yolichu biyodam mono selim kei zochalo hemonoseh me'erav yontif. The omris karagli mishif gidu etzlo ki zochalo ma'idei acher ma'havi. Right? Lechora, what happened over here? The balabayas was mezaka these peiros to the orchim erev yontif. Okay, but now they're in his house. He's watching them for them until they'll come and eat or leave over whatever they leave over the next day. So he's a shomer, right? Now what difference does it make if he's mezaka them? He's still the shomer. So if it goes after the shomer and not the balabayas, right? Now the orchim are the balabatim and the balabayas is a shomer. So it should have his tchum, not their tchum. And the Gemara Mishnah says it has their tchum. Gemara says, over here, since his whole purpose was that they should be able to have their tchum, so it's just as if he gave it over. He's not holding it in his rishus. He's holding it for them, and it's like their rishus. Rashi, she'elim kein zocha, v'chi zocha mi'a molichet. Molichet, v'hari b'yodha huf kedu la'achar zechia. Maisha, he's holding it for them after he was mezakeh. I have no intention of holding this in my rishus. I want it to be in your rishus. So that's a different case. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai Tola Bishra Be'ivra D'dosha. Rabbi Chani Bar Chanilai, the butcher, delivered meat to him on what's it called, the Erev Yontif. And he hung it on the door. Okay? Also the Kamei de Rav Huna, so he came to Rav Huna to find out whose tchum does this meat have. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai came to Rav Huna to ask him, Shaila, can he take this meat now? Is it has a din of the butcher's tchum or his tchum? Rashi, Tola Bisra Be'ivra D'dosha, V'beis Ush B'sichdei. He was a guest in somebody's house. Shenosnu Vol Tabchei Ho'irim Vol Yom. And the butchers brought the meat, delivered it, Erev Yontif. V'hu Hayo Ben Ir Acheres, Shema Arvin Lola Vol Dekan. And he had an Erev from a different city. Right? And therefore, what's it called, the Shaila was, whose Tchum does this meat have? If you're the one who hung it up, right, then it's yours. Then it's in your tchum. The inu talu lecha lo sishko. But if they hung it for you, then it never became into your tchum. It's their tchum, and you can't take it back. Tzemora says the iu talu mishokil. Right, even if he hung it up, how could he? What's it called? How could he take it? Lemaise, he's not watching it. It's being watched now by his host. Right? It's hung on the door. So it's not his Rishus Mamish. The host is the Shomer. Right? For Rav Huna Talmud the Rav Havi. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. V'omar Rav Karagli Mishivki the Wetzlo. And Rav said that it goes with the Shomer. The what's it called? Right? Not with the Mafkit. Since they hung it on the door for him specifically, it's not the host who's watching it for him. That already is like it's his rishus. It's like the host gave him permission to be in that room. That room already is his room. The door is his door. Rashi. Omar Lei, so Rav Huna told him, Atoli Zil Shkil. The e inhu talu the cholitzorchecha lo sishko the holichon lirecha the coming first time of Oslo. Marz explain the reason. Marz shani ivra the dasha kolomer shani hocha the talinu ihu gufei be ivra the dasha. He himself hung it on the door. The heim lo kiblu miyado the shamro. It's not that the host accepted it to watch for him. He hung it on his own door of his apartment where he's staying. The kamishi yichelo keren zavistami. So it's as if he had a place that was given to him, and it's in his own rishus. It's not in the rishus of the Baal HaBayis who's watching it for him. Omer li Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, the e inu talu le lo shokim. In the case where they hung it up for him, the butchers, why can't he take it? Why can't he, why doesn't he have his tchum? Right? You have a shore that belongs to somebody who fattens oxen. And he has in mind that whoever's going to take it on Yontif, it's his. So since it was never meant to be the patoms, right, he always had in mind that it's going to be somebody else's. So we assume that since he had in mind when Yontif came in, for whoever is going to be, that's person's tchum. Same thing over here. The butchers, they didn't want this meat. They prepared the meat for whoever the customer is going to be. So they had in mind, Erev Yontif, it's going to belong to the customer. So Lemaisa, why should it have the tchum of, even if they, the butchers, hung it up, why should it have their tchum? It should have the tchum of the customer. Rashi. Omer le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, the inu tolu le lo shokil, Vomer Shmuel Shor Shol Patim Harik Ragi Kol Adam Alma. Even the Oak Made Machshav the Brishus Kol Mishik Nehu. They never intended to keep it for themselves. Not the person who fattens the shore, and not the butchers. They had intention for their customers, right? So Kol Mishik Nehu Mutar Akona Lichlam Koma. The Kona is allowed. It becomes in his Rishus, even if he gets it on Yontif. Kol Shkin Erev Yontif. Even though they hung it up, but they had intention for him. So why is that any different than what's it called, according to Shmuel at least, why is that any different than a case of a pato? So why, if they hung it up, can't he take it to what's it called, to his tchum, Lechara, it was meant for him before Yontif. So Mara says, Amar li Ravina l'Ravashi, the inu tolule lo shokel. Again, he asked again the same, another question. And if they hung it up, he can't take it? Another reason why it should be good. V'omar Rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Reb Dosa. Right? Rabba Bar Chana said the name Rabbi Yochanan, that the halacha is like Reb Dosa. Where's Reb Dosa? Rashi. Amar li Ravina l'Ravashi, v'hi inu tolule lo shokel. For Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Reb Dosa. The Amar Hariyuka Ragli Haroa. Same case with the Roa. Right? That, what's it called, that if you have one roeh, who everybody gives their sheep to, so since you have intention of giving it over to that roeh, right, even though you didn't actually give it to him, it is his tchum. Alma kiven de ein roeh be'ir elohu, v'anan sade dechol mishiyesh lo behema daito shetei raglov avinim basrei ozla, even though it was in the rishus of the balabayas, when Yontif came in, but since he has intention of giving it over to the roeh, it gets the tchum of the roeh. Same thing over here. The butchers had the intention of giving it to him, not holding it for themselves. So why doesn't it have his tchum? Over there, it's just that it's in my rishus, but I have in mind to give it over to the roeh and yontif. Here, they gave it over to him already. Omer le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Another reason why this doesn't make sense. The e inu talule lo shokel. Why did you say that if they hung it, he can't take it to his tchum? For asnana behema kalim karagli abaylim. Right? The behema and kalim bechlal are like they go after the owner. Here he was the owner, Erev Yontif. They hung it on the door for him. He's the owner. Right? Rashi karagli abaylim. The kivim the tzarcha talua hasham. They hung it for him. Havilei, you buy him. He's the owner. What's the havamina? Just because they hung it up, that it should have their tchum and not his tchum? Ela shani Rav Chana bar Chimai, the gavra rabahu, the torah bishmaisei. Right, it's a different case, a different reason why he told him he can't have it. Rav Chana bar Chanilai was a gavra rabahu, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he was busy learning. V'hochi komerle, i'at toli islach ha-simbona begavei v'lo masach da dait chomine. If you hung it up, the mistama, you remember what the meat looked like. You saw it because you hung it up, and it's not basar shenei salim min ha'ayin. Rav holds that even in your own house, if you forget about the meat for a while, or what's it called, and you have no simen in it to identify it, we're afraid that it was exchanged and it's straight. You're not allowed to eat it. So that's what he meant. If you hung it up, mishtama, you'd have a simen, and you didn't take your mind off the meat because you are involved in hanging it up. Something that a person's involved in, he doesn't forget. Right? Zil shkol, then you can go eat it. The inu talulach, but if the butchers hung it up and you never saw the meat, you're so busy in learning, you forgot about it completely. And then it's basar shenei salim min ha'ayin, so not that you can't carry it to your tchum, you can't eat it, bechlal. Right? Then masach the dai tchum velo tishkol, don't take it. Rashi. Elashani Rav Chana bar Chanilai, the time alabi shum tchum, has nothing to do with the tchum. It's not that he can't take it because he can't take it to his tchum. El Rav Huna da ori lehochi tamid de Rav havi. Rav Huna paskin like Rav. He was a Talmud of Rav. But Rav Omer b'shlipas chulin, and Rav said in chulin, Basar kivin shen salim in ha'ayin osar afilu tali b'yosir b'beis Yisrael. Rav holds that basar, that shen salim in ha'ayin, that you forgot about, even if it's hanging in your house, and you don't have a simen in it to identify it, then we're afraid it was exchanged. Rav Chana agav tirda d'shmai say mashkach shara soka. When Rav Chana got involved in learning, he forgot everything. So he forgot about the meat. So if he didn't hang it up, he doesn't have a simen, and he forgot about it. Tosser. V'hachi komer le Rav Huna. Yat tolis midi da ovid inish biyodei lo manshi v'lo masach daite. Something a person does himself, he doesn't forget later. If you hung it up, a mistami of a simen, and even if not, he probably didn't forget about it. The inu toli loch. If they hung it up, you didn't have your mind on it. Now you forgot it completely, and you never saw the meat, so there's no simen. Therefore, what's it called? Tosser. The hay made of the zehirim b'shalchov aslu datayu. The low tishkol, therefore you can't take it. Loshen acher mishum mukta. And others hold it that now it becomes mukta. Since you're not allowed to eat it, so it's mukta b'chlal. Right? Since you didn't have, you didn't, not, you're not allowed to eat, not because of basar shel salim min ha'ayin. But since you didn't have your mind on this meat, when Shabbos came, when Yontif came in, it becomes Muktzah. But all the Rishonim argue on that, this Lashon, because just because you didn't have in mind to eat something when Yontif came in, but it was fit to eat, doesn't become Muktzah. But there's another sheet that holds that if somebody, Bechlal, didn't know about food that he had in his Rishos, and he had not in mind to eat it Bechlal, then it becomes Muktzah. But Pasha's not like that. Pasha, you don't have to know, right? Food that's edible doesn't ever becomes Muktzah.